Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You're at the top of the NFL leaderboard from this quarterback stats. I'm just curious, do you look at that stuff? Have you ever looked at that stuff?
No, you know, I just hope to be at the top and wins. That's the biggest thing. Just trying to, you know, win, and I think, you know, other stuff, you know, comes, you know, after that. And part of the reason probably am because we haven't had a bye yet. Really just focus on, you know, when we get a time. And I think a lot of, you know, players on this team are doing great things to help me, and our defense is playing great. So it's been fun. We got to keep going.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
Here at your final hour, Christian Arcan Show, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's nice to have you with us here tonight. If you missed any part of the show, you can always go back and listen to the Christian Arcan Show podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever it is that you get your podcast. And you can stream Christian Arcan Show and WEEI anytime you want on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That was Drake May, who is trying to navigate all of this, I think, as best he can. He's doing a good job. I feel as though he going to UNC probably wasn't as coached up in media relations as someone maybe who went to Alabama, like, you know, Saban and Mac Jones and that whole thing. They get coached up on that stuff. And I don't know if they were at UNC. I don't know if that was a big part of the pie there. It was Sam Howell before him, Drake May afterwards. May with not a long college career either, so it's not like he had a whole bunch of opportunities to sort of soak all that stuff in. He was in and out of there pretty quick, certainly compared to some of the other guys who were drafted in that class, who were, you know, 23-24 years old before Drake May getting drafted at age 22. But either way, that's neither here nor there. Drake May is a legitimate MVP candidate. We've been talking about this for a while, and Mike Reese, along with the staff over at ESPN, had a article today about Jonathan Taylor and the four quarterbacks handicapping the NFL MVP race. Matthew Stafford is so far the odds-on favorite, and this is why they wrote he might win it. The three-game stretch against the Jaguars, Saints, and 49ers, week 7 to 10, show exactly how good Stafford and the Rams' offense have been at times this season. In those three games, Stafford had 13 touchdowns and no picks, first quarterback in NFL history to throw for four or more touchdowns and have zero interceptions in three consecutive games. That's pretty good. That streak dates back seven games. It's 22 touchdown passes and no picks in those games, which are the most TD passes without an interception over a seven-game span in NFL history. Why might he fall short? As good as the three-game stretch was for Stafford, he and the Rams' offense had a game Sunday that wasn't up to their standards. According to Davante Adams, they beat the Seahawks by 21. Not by 21. They beat them 21-19, and that's a very good Seahawks defense. The Rams' running game had almost as many yards as Stafford had passing. Rams have a well-rounded offense and could rely on Kyron Williams in the ground game. Stafford wasn't really that good. And although Stafford is playing some of the best football of his career, he never really has been in the MVP conversation. That's true. He's ninth in career passing yards, passing touchdowns, but has never finished higher than eighth in MVP voting. I wanted to read that first because Drake May at plus 175, 185 is number two on that list. And Mike Reese wrote why he might win it. With May playing a leading role, the Patriots are tied for the NFL's best record at 9-2. May leads the NFL in completion percentage and passing yards, is second in passer rating, only behind Lamar Jackson. His 8.6 air yards per attempt this season. May is just the second player since ESPN began tracking air yards in 2006 to complete 70% of his passes and average 8.5 air yards per attempt through the team's first 11 games. The other one's Peyton Manning, who did it in 2009, a season he was named MVP. Reasons he might fall short, the 5 picks and the 2 fumbles. Stafford only has 2 picks all year. Also, the schedule's not very good. That'll shine a brighter spotlight in December, games against Buffalo and Baltimore, possibly giving May less margin for error in his case for MVP consideration. Now, Drake May checks a lot of boxes. Drake May, I think, is certainly has every right to be that close to Stafford in the MVP race. Some people might think he should be ahead of him, what have you. But I think out of all the stuff I just read to you right there, the one paragraph that I think is the biggest hurdle and the biggest roadblock for Drake May is the fact that Stafford is ninth in career passing yards and passing touchdowns, but has never finished higher than eighth in MVP voting. This is the way the voting goes. This is how it works. It's political. It becomes a guy's turn. And if it's between him and someone like Drake May in his first full season, he didn't even play a full season last year. Drake May in his first full season, putting up these big numbers, the voters tend to think, well, you know, Stafford really deserves it. It's his turn. He's the whatever age he is. What's Stafford, like 33, 34?
No, he's got to be like 37.
Matthew Stafford, 37? I don't think he's 37. Maybe he is. Either way, Stafford's 37? Get out of here. Wow, I didn't realize he was that old. All the more reason then. Yeah, 37, 1988. How about that? Good guess, Joe. Older than I thought, but yeah, certainly you have a season like that at age 37, that is going to play better with the voters than the 23-year-old having the big season. Now, it's not always the case. We went over some of the MVPs and, you know, what age they were. And there's not really anybody in the low 20s other than Lamar Jackson in 2019 and Patrick Mahomes in 2018. Other than that, and I had a page up that had this all written out, and I must have closed the page because now I don't see it anymore. But other than that, you had a lot of guys in their mid to late 20s, 30s. Aaron Rodgers, age 37 and 38. Tom Brady when he was 37. You had Cam Newton at 26. He was considered a young MVP. But that's about it, you know. Other than that, you had Jackson again. He won it again. Josh Allen last year, 28 when he won his. So, generally, and there are those two exceptions I just mentioned, but it generally doesn't go to the young guy in his early 20s. It just doesn't, especially if it's close. If it's close between him and someone like Matthew Stafford, the politics will get involved and Stafford will win it because he's 37, which I'm still surprised by, but he's 37 years old. And has never finished higher than eighth. It's a better story. He deserves it more. That's the way these things get voted on. It's not just in the NFL. It happens in the NBA. You get fatigue of a certain player. This guy's won it too many times. Let's give it to somebody else. If it's close, they give it to somebody else. A lot of people argue that happened last year with Josh Allen over Lamar Jackson. That Jackson deserved it, but he had just won it. It would have been his third, and it was Josh Allen's turn. And that's why Josh Allen won the MVP last year. That's not an indefensible position. So, as great as Drake May is, I'm saying right now on November 19th, if things keep going the way that they're going for both him and Matthew Stafford, Stafford's going to win it. We asked Mike DeBate about this. He said the same thing. And I tend to agree with that. I also think Josh Allen could certainly claw his way back into it. I know I just talked about fatigue, but he's only won the one. And maybe the NFL thinks, oh, it'd be good to have a repeat MVP. It's not, you know, it's not a bad thing for the league. And then there's Jonathan Taylor. Running back. It's been a while since a running back was the MVP. Last one, I think, was Adrian Peterson in 2017, 16, something like that. I don't know. Can't remember when that was. But it's not very often that that happens. I think it's a definite possibility Taylor's having that kind of year.
2012. It's been a really long time.
Yeah, that's 13 years since that's happened. And it's very infrequent. Used to happen a lot more often, but now it's just, you know, just quarterbacks. That's basically it. And Drake May, again, checks those boxes. He does. But if I had to guess right now, unless if things keep going the way they're going, I suppose down the stretch he could hit new heights. He absolutely could. He goes out there and he balls out against Baltimore and against Buffalo, then yeah, we're probably having, you know, I'll probably eat these words. But just the way things are going right now, if they continue on this path, it's hard to imagine that he'll be able to upend Matthew Stafford. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Nick, who is in the car. He has a question about Joe Ryan, the Minnesota Twins starting pitcher. Go ahead, Nick. What's up?
Arkan, how's it going, man? Great show as always. I just want to say real quick, I appreciate the restaurant talk. I'm a Lyft driver in the city, but I grew up out in Leominster, so I don't always know all the good recommendations. So both the Michelin and just your own, it's cool to hear some of that stuff.
Well, thanks, Nick. I'm glad to hear you say that, and I'm happy to share whatever expertise I may have on the subject. It's not a lot. I don't go out that much anymore, but I was out all the time before I became old and lame. So, yeah, anytime.
There you go. Well, you're helping me out, so I appreciate it. You said you were going to – I know it's been a lot of Pats talk. I just been kind of – I don't want to go too tinfoil hat here, but just with Joe Ryan, did we ever get to the bottom of why two, like, major outlets both tweeted that Ryan to the Sox was a go before promptly deleting that tweet? Like, what do you think that was? I don't know even how that bears on this offseason and his future. I'd love to see him come in. Him and Pete Alonso are my top two wants, but did we ever kind of figure out what that was all about?
Thank you for the call, Nick. Going just off of memory, and Joe, maybe you can help me fill in the gaps here. It was Fox Sports and Yahoo. Were they the two that did the tweets?
I think Yahoo was the biggest culprit, though. But it was
Sports didn't have one, too?
They might have. I'm not 100% sure. But I remember we were just talking about it the other night. Morosi was the first one who tweeted that the Sox upped their want for Joe Ryan, and they're making those last-minute calls.
Right. He didn't say that they had traded for him, but he did say that there was like a last-minute push for him and that they were really trying to get him. That pissed me off, too, by the way. Why are you making a last-minute push? You've needed help in that rotation all year. You didn't need a last-minute push to trade Rafael Devers. You got that done well ahead of time. But you got to wait till the very last minute to make some big push for Joe Ryan. Get with the program here, guys. Oh, it's annoying. I hate how this team operates at the trade deadline. I just hate it. Oh, do I hate it. That tweet was up for a while, I remember.
Yeah, just confirmed. It's Yahoo and Fox Sports.
Yahoo and Fox Sports.
And it said per John Morosi. So they both
misquoted him. Yeah,
exactly.
Some intern or somebody probably saw that John Morosi said that the Red Sox were making a big push, and maybe the headline was written in a way that he or she looked at it, not to be sexist, he or she looked at it and said, "Oh wow, there we go, all right." And they didn't post it as their own report. They posted it as according to John Morosi, this happened, and it was up for a while. It was up for a while, and then it got deleted. And that report, that false report, had a lot of people pretty upset. I wasn't that bothered by it because I remember looking at it and thinking, wow, not passing, not, you know, Feinsand, not Olney, not any of these guys. First of all, John Morosi, I mean, it's not like he never breaks news, but that was pretty big news. And no one else was coming out with it. No one else had anything, you know, so I just, my brain is sort of trained to wait for certain people to announce these type of things. In football, I wait for Schefter, I wait for Rapsheet, I wait, you know, like, it nationally, locally, there's people you wait for, you know, to see if they, okay, well, does everyone have this yet? Is this just, you know, especially something big like that, like a deadline deal. You know, those are things that are tough to keep quiet, especially for a team like the Red Sox. Who would be looking to make some big splashy move. And I'm sure that they went after Joe Ryan and were trying to get him, but, you know, the Twins were holding out. They wanted a lot. And now it seems as though the Red Sox are not necessarily in the business of making another big trade in the offseason to bring in a starting pitcher. Ken Rosenthal was on the Foul Territory podcast, and he says that the Red Sox preference would be to sign starting pitching and that they only want to do a trade if it's a comfortable price.
Who do you think is a better option for the Red Sox for a number two, starter Joe Ryan or signing someone like Framber Valdez? First off, we're not even sure Joe Ryan is going to be traded. And it just seems to me, after making the Crochet deal last year and trading four good prospects, really good prospects, some of whom have already surfaced in the majors, that the Red Sox preference would be to sign a free agent, whether it's Valdez, whether it's Cease, whether it's Imai, Ranger Suarez, whoever that might be. It just would seem that that would be the way to go. Now, if you can make a deal that you like for Joe Ryan for 2 years, you do have a strong farm system or some other starter in that category. Sure, maybe that's the better alternative if the prices for the starters get, I don't know, into a level where the Red Sox are not comfortable. But my goodness, after trading Rafael Devers and purging the $330 million remaining on his deal, the Red Sox should be comfortable signing a big free agent.
Amen, brother. They should. They really should. But will they be? Will the Red Sox be comfortable doing that with a very financially aware owner and a potentially catastrophic CBA labor-related dispute coming up here in about a year? In about a year. You know, it's coming up about a year from December 6th, which is only a couple weeks away now. And then the clock starts ticking. You got 1 year left of the CBA. The owners have decided that they can't keep going like this with the Dodgers and the Mets and all these teams spending, overspending, deferring money, all these things. You got these piece of garbage owners like Denver, the Montforts, or Manaforts, whatever they are, those guys crying poor. Like, that's the reason, oh, you're so broke. They could be spending more money. They don't want to. And now they're trying to change the rules and implement a salary cap in Major League Baseball, a tale as old as time. We got to go back to this again. We got to go back to this, which is basically just an unstoppable force and an immovable object. 30 years ago, the Major League Baseball Players Union was the strongest union in the country, maybe in the world. They got whatever they wanted. They had Donald Fear out there. He was arguing the case. The owners had no chance. I don't know if they're still that strong now in 2025. I'd guess that they haven't ceded too much power. But also, baseball, I feel like, is in a place where the owners shouldn't really be playing this kind of game. You really shouldn't. People care about your sport again. Young people are into your sport again. You've had numbers go up. The World Series has beaten the NBA Finals. You got star power in the right markets. You got big-time teams and big-time names, international superstars, all that stuff. It's really starting to come together here. It's not going to be like it was. It won't be like it was in baseball's heyday. But, oh, what a tremendous bounce back these last couple of years have been. And Major League Baseball is ready to just crumple it all up, wipe their backsides with it, and throw it in the outhouse. I mean, that's what's coming up here. Wipe their backside and throw it in the outhouse. I don't know what that meant. Just kind of said it. But, you know, like that's where we're at. And what a shame. What a crying shame that is. Because the union's not going to okay a salary cap. No way. They'll strike before that. The owners will lock them out, you know, or whatever it is that ends up happening. But there's no way that they're going to agree to that, at least not in the early going. They may come up with some weird convoluted salary cap that still has lots of loopholes and ways to get around it. I mean, I guess that's possible. But they're not going to agree to a traditional salary cap like the other sports have. Of course they won't. Why would they do that? You know, they've made it this far without having to do it. And, oh, by the way, the sport has had this renaissance here in the last 5+ years with the lack of salary cap. That hasn't really played much into it. Really, it just comes down to owners being babies and not wanting to spend and then trying to change the rules so that they'll never actually have to. And it's embarrassing. That should be embarrassing for Colorado Rockies fans. Like, they're not already embarrassed enough. Oh, well, the reason why we're the worst team in the history of baseball is because of the salary cap. No, it isn't. You're just a bunch of cheap a-holes out there. That's what it is. Yeah, it's simple. It's very simple. And the Red Sox aren't that. But, you know, they're more on that side of things than they are on the side of Steve Cohen and the Dodgers and these big, high-spending, freewheeling teams. They're much more on the side of the Rockies and the the Rays and all these other teams that are just crying foul and saying it's unfair and demanding that someone implement this thing that you know that union's never going to agree to. And it's just, I can see it all playing out in my head. I can see it all going down, and I can see all this great momentum just coming to a grinding halt because these people cannot get out of their own way. And that's probably what's going to happen here. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Little Patriots, little Red Sox there. You want to talk some Celtics, Bruins, Belichick and the cheerleading, Drake May and the MVP, whatever you want, all on the table here for you. We got the Arcan Fire coming up next. First, here's Joe Braverman with What's Trending.
The coach and the quarterback are heard live here every Patriots Monday. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots were back at practice today, gearing up for their next matchup in Cincinnati with the Bengals this Sunday. Kayshon Booty and Christian Ellis returned to practice in full after missing all of last week. They were full participants along with Joshua Farmer and Terrell Jennings. Who also returning, Ramondre Stevenson and Austin Hooper. They were back in a limited fashion along with Christian Barmore, Kalavon Chasen, Harold Landry, Morgan Moses, and Jelani Tavai. For Cincy, some significant development as quarterback Joe Burrow was a full participant for the first time since suffering a turf toe injury back in week 3. The QB in his place, Joe Flacco, was limited today due to a shoulder injury. Pass rusher Trey Hendrickson and cornerback Cam Taylor-Britt were DNPs. And also yesterday, the NFL upheld the one-game suspension for receiver Ja'Marr Chase after spitting on Jalen Ramsey. He is out for Sunday's contest. Some other news in the NFL. Rookie Shedeur Sanders will make his first career start for the Browns this Sunday. And Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers did not practice today, but aims to play Sunday despite a fracture in his left wrist. Bruins start a 4-game road trip tonight. Out west, they take on the Ducks. Jonas Korpisalo will be in net for the Bees. Charlie McAvoy remains out after having facial surgery, the team announced. Head coach Marco Sturm that there is no timeline for McAvoy's return. Puck drop from Anaheim is set for 10 o'clock. And the Red Sox announced the return of Fenway Fest at Fenway Park, the House of Blues, and MGM Music Hall on Saturday, January 10th. Tickets are $85 for adults, $35 for children 14 and under, and free for children who are 2 and under.
Real quick, that thing last year in the snow, pretty cool. I saw some kids. I went and checked it out for a little bit. Bunch of kids out there writing Yankees suck in the snow in center field. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, maybe so, we can make it happen again on January 10th.
I hope it snows again. I hope it does. That was cool seeing Fenway in the
snow. That would be great. And for those who purchase tickets, they can also get a voucher for a Sox home game that takes place either in April or in May. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Christian Arcan Show here at WEEI. I'm live in our Brighton studios. It's almost 9:30. So let's get right into it. It's time for the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
All right. Well, we're going to get into the world of television broadcasting for this one. Because another new deal involving one of the four big power leagues just made a lot of money with their new TV deal. The MLB is back to ESPN, but it's also adding some new platforms. Netflix is in on the MLB game, and also NBC is back to broadcasting baseball for the first time since 2000. So NBC is going to have Sunday Night Baseball. ESPN is going to have some select coverage. It's a lot to get into. Netflix is going to have the Home Run Derby. But essentially what I'm taking from this, Arcan, I don't know if you are taking away the same thing, but NBC is trying to get back into the sports game. Because when you look at their Sunday night schedule, they obviously have Sunday Night Football. They just signed on with the NBA, so they'll throw some of their games on there too. But now you're going to get baseball on top of this with also their Peacock streaming. So what's your overall takeaway from this new TV deal for the upcoming 2026 MLB season?
I remember NBC had baseball games like in the 90s, maybe? 90s and like 2000s? Am I crazy? Am I misremembering that? I feel like they did carry baseball for a while. I couldn't tell you who the voices were, but I feel like there were playoff games or... I forget exactly what it was. There were national games. There were national NBC baseball games. I swear there were. So this isn't the first. I don't think this is the first time that they've done that. If I'm wrong, I apologize. But I think that they had them before.
I have it on Wikipedia, which is always accurate. Major League Baseball games first aired NBC 1947 to 1989. Games returned in 1994 as part of the baseball network. So it basically from 94 to 2000 was the last time it was on.
Okay, so yeah, I'm not crazy. I do remember there being NBC baseball games. I'd be interested in knowing who was play-by-play voices and stuff like that, but I do remember that they had games on NBC. It wasn't as big of a deal as like the NBA on NBC in the 90s. That became sort of the biggest thing that they had, or it seemed like anyway. And the NFL was now taken over with the Sunday night games after having Monday night games. It all gets sort of juggled around. I'll tell you, out of all of those things, what I like the least is the Home Run Derby on Netflix. I don't know why, but I don't like that. I don't like that. Don't kick the Home Run Derby over to Netflix, sitting there watching it buffer. I don't want to watch the Home Run Derby buffer. It's the Home Run Derby. Just give me the Home Run Derby. What do we have to stream that on Netflix for? I don't like that. That, I think, is a mistake. But other than that, sure, great. I hope they're all ready for this lockout, sign these big, long contract. I hope you have a provision in there for when these two sides get together and the owners start crying poor and there's a lockout or a strike or whatever it is that ends up happening. I hope you're all ready for that, ESPN and NBC and Netflix and everybody else. I hope you have some protection from that. Let me just say this. I think it's good. I think it's good that they're expanding. I think it's good that networks are interested in baseball again, that, you know, it seems like it's resurging in terms of Q rating, in terms of TV ratings in general, and just overall interest. But again, just like everything else, if these two sides can't get their heads out of their collective asses, then none of this is going to matter.
Get over here!
Okay, I need David's help on the Twitch for this one. So this happened last night involving Steph Curry. So Steph Curry, as you know, tends to have a lot of celebrations after making threes. I need your help diagnosing this one. I'm not exactly sure what he's going for on this one. I don't know if that's how Jalen Suggs decided to contest the shot, but what do you make of whatever Steph Curry is trying to do here?
Okay, so for those who are not watching on Twitch, which is most of the audience, Steph Curry, I guess, hit a three over Jalen Suggs, and while running back down the court, you can see Suggs kind of off to the side, And then Curry kind of hits with, best I can describe it is like he's doing the Thriller dance in the Michael Jackson video. Like the, you know, the part where they put their arms up and then sort of go back and forth like this. You know, it's one of those. That's sort of what it looks like. I don't know if that's what he does. That was the worst Thriller dance in the history of dance that I just did on camera right now. But that's probably the best I can guess. I don't know if there was something else. There's some joke in between them. Kind of looks like he had like a seizure or like a stroke or something. But you don't see, usually you see Curry when he's flexing on somebody. It's just like a big smile. The mouth guard comes out. The, you know, sleepy time thing, something like that. I haven't seen this one before. This one's different. I'm not sure I like it. Not sure I like it. I don't know. It's a little too Thriller for me.
Yeah, me personally, I call it the drunk T-Rex. Maybe.
Drunk T-Rex. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. I rate that out of all the things he did, I'd give that like a 4.5 out of 10. 4.5 out of 10. There's a review. Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the NHL because we had a rare injury to the two-time defending champion Florida Panthers. This came out earlier this afternoon. More injuries. Coach Paul Maurice stated that forward Eetu Luostarinen will be listed as week-to-week with what the coach is describing as a barbecuing mishap. Luostarinen, they were already shorthanded. This is what Maurice said. We don't have a lot of experience with this. When he comes back and feels comfortable with the equipment on him, away we go. Which begs me to ask you this, Arkan. Have you had any kind of barbecuing mishap?
I've had barbecuing mishaps, none that have ever involved an injury. There's only, first of all, this was not a barbecuing mishap. Whatever this injury is, do we know what the injury even is? It does it upper body, lower body. Do we even know that? I don't even see that. Week to week. So it's got to be something serious. Serious enough to keep you out for at least a week would have to be like a burn.
It says he suffered burns.
Okay. So he burned himself. That makes sense. I've never burned myself on the grill before. I've burned the food. I've definitely done that. I've never burned myself. When you said it was a grilling accident, I would have immediately thought that that's cover up from some sort of weird sex injury, because that's what I think. Whenever I hear about, oh, yeah, he was just carrying his groceries up the stairs and all of a sudden he, you know, tore his Achilles, like, what? That's not what happened. What actually happened? Rondo, I remember, he fell in the shower. Oh, yeah, he did. Right, one of the most coordinated people in the world fell in the shower. You sure about that? It was a weird sex injury. I'm sure it was. You know, you got your hand trapped between the wall and the headboard or something. I don't know what people do when they're having sex. But that's what I always assume it is. Something embarrassing, something they don't want to talk about. So they make up some weird kind of excuse like that. But this one, if he got burned and burned bad enough that he's got to stay out for like a couple of weeks, that sucks. I can only imagine it was one of two things. Number one, the guy's not really on the grill that much. Went a little overboard with, like, the lighter fluid. You see that in, like, the cartoons sometimes in TV shows. Everyone's like, yeah, lighter fluid. And then they light it, and it's a big flame. Or the meat was a little too juicy. That happens sometimes, too. You go in there, you go to flip it, it's way juicy, just, you know, big flame. But usually, unless you're right over the thing, it's not going to get you. You got to be right on top of it for it to burn you. That seems a little far-fetched, but listen, the guy got burned. Unfortunate. Doesn't sound like this is cover-up for a sex injury. But, get better there, E2, and learn how to barbecue.
It's a common practice. Just learn how to barbecue. I would like to turn the attention to the University of Colorado, where I think you might have gone to school there.
I have.
Whatever.
I sure did.
We heard this from Coach Prime, talking about how he's the right man for the job.
Coach, you've hit on all the unique forms of adversity that have happened this year, whether it be your health, the losing, the AD leaving. They're all happening at once. What kind of challenge is that for you?
I think God spread them out a little bit. they hit me once. I think God, he allowed this. Like, so I'm please understand. If anybody is built for adversity, I am. If anybody is built to change, I am. If anybody is built to overcome situations and trial and tribulations, I am. You got the right man. I promise you, you do. And I'm going to prove that to you.
Okay.
I need you. You tell me why Coach Prime is the right man for the job, as he says, despite a 3-7 season.
I mean, he was the right man for the job when it looked like he could really recruit, when it looked like his recruiting game was on point, when Travis Hunter was there, when his kids were there, and it seemed like Colorado was, for at least a year, the place to be. And that, it's not like they won, you know, it's not like they were a playoff team or anything, even at the height of that. But all I can think hearing him is just thinking about him and Billy O'Brien and Belichick and all these like down bad college coaches and these weird speeches that they're making, random outbursts that they're having in the case of Bill O'Brien. But, you know, even during his outburst, he's like, we're not down. We're happy. Everybody's happy. We all have joy in our lives. It's like, okay, Bill, like, great. You know, your team sucks, but that's good that you have joy in your life. And now here's Deion. And listen, in fairness with Deion, he had his whole bladder removed. Like, he had cancer. Like, it was a whole thing in the offseason. The AD just stepped down, which Ted Asby's like, you think this is bad? I was like, I don't think the AD steps down when things are going well. I don't think that's usually how that goes. And he knows him better than I do, and I don't know anything about what's going on behind the scenes with the Colorado Athletic Department or anything like that. But just common sense would tell you that if things were really cruising, if everything was really humming, the AD would want to stick around and maybe soak in some of that attention, some of that adulation that you get when you have a good Colorado, good football program or good any program. But instead, I don't know. This is a lost season. They got Arizona State coming up. Arizona State is going to kill them. And then they finish the season against Kansas State. I don't know how Kansas State's doing. They're 5-5, seventh in the Big 12. Nothing special. But certainly better than the 1-6 Buffaloes. It's been a tough, tough season for them. And I don't know. I mean, I think that you give them a chance to bounce back from this. You hope that there's something left in the tank. You hope that he's able to go out and recruit and maybe stumble upon a couple more, big time players. But in that conference, I mean, Texas Tech is 10-1. BYU, who they played in the bowl game last year, got better this year. They're 9-1. The Utes killed them this year. They're 8-2. Arizona State 7-3, or they're playing this weekend. Like, it's an uphill battle, and I'm not sure how much of it Deion's going to keep on climbing. But you know, he's not snapping at people, at least. You give him that. He's not, for the first time in a while, he was snapping at reporters over the last year and a half, but he didn't do that now. Seems like he's in a much more peaceful place maybe than someone like Bill O'Brien. But in both cases, both guys are having real tough seasons.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Okay, this one's kind of a fun one for me because I want to go for someone who isn't having success in Coach Prime to someone who's having success in Drake May. And I want to go back to the clip that we started with to open this hour, how Drake May was asked about if he ever looks at the stats. He says, I'd hope to be at the top in wins, and he's probably leading in stats because they haven't had a bye. I selfishly want him to have some, I'm not saying have more confidence, but like be cocky. Like, I don't like how humble he is. I don't like him passing the deflection to Travion Henderson. Oh, the chance were for Baker. Oh, the chance were for Travion. I get like the charm and being humble or whatever is what made him such a fan favorite so quick here in New England, but you can't be a successful athlete if you're not a little cocky. I'd go out there one time and say, yeah, I'm the best. I know it. You know, don't just do the Superman, whatever. Flex on him after running for a first
flex
down.
On those bitches.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I just want to see, hopefully we get to see a little bit more cockiness. We know Drake is confident. I'd like to see that outwardly more rather than maybe keeping it into himself. So just for me, for my own selfish purposes, I would love to see Drake May embrace those MVP chants and say, yeah, I am the MVP. I don't need to deflect it on these guys. That's all I want for Drake May, is the more time goes along, the more selfish and the more cocky he can get.
All right. That is the producer's point there with Joe Braverman. Wants Drake May to start flexing on these broke bitches more than he's doing right now. And I don't have a problem with that either. I'd like to see that too. All right. We only got time for one last thing, and that's clickbait. And it's coming your way next here on the Christian Arcan Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Clickbait.
It's time for clickbait. This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
We got a couple of minutes left here. Time for clickbait. But before we get to it, some texts I want to read, including a couple that I got from people when I was trying to remember NBC ever had baseball. Tom King, the oldest man in the world, texted me and said, NBC, when this old man was growing up, was the network nationally for baseball. Saturday game of the week, Kirk Gowdy and Tony Kubik, sometimes Joe Garagiola. In the late 1970s, ABC got into it with Monday Night Baseball, Keith Jackson, Don Drysdale, and Howard Cosell. Classic stuff. Rob from the station here, Rob D., said NBC used to carry MLB Game of the Week playoff games with Bob Costas. That's what I remember. The Bob Costas era. That's more in my wheelhouse than the old-timey Tom King stuff over there, which I'm sure many in the audience heard and were like, yeah. Casper and Worcester was like, yeah, I remember that. I don't remember that at all. But, dude, they definitely remember Costas. And I remember those games in the 90s, and I think the World Series in the 90s, right? Was the Phillies in the Blue Jays, was that NBC? Maybe it was. I can't remember, but either way. Texters have some response to the Arcan Fire. Three texters, or I guess it's the same guy, saying, Joe, are you serious? Don't be cocky. It's his second year. Why would you need to see him be cocky? He's showing it on the field. And once he started doing that, you guys would say he's being selfish. Do you want to respond to the texter, Joe?
That's not being selfish. It's just showing, like, everyone has a different kind of personality, and it would just be nice to see Drake May. I've been accused of being too humble. Like, take some credit for yourself.
Sick brag, by the way.
I've just been told that. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
In regards to the injury from that hockey player, what was that guy's name again? E2 Etu Luster, Brute?
Lusterinen from Etu the, Lusterinen. From the Panthers.
Who burned himself on a barbecue. Texter says if he was burnt, maybe it was a STD. Sex injury, got burnt, may want to see a doctor. And if it was a sex injury, could have been a groin or maybe a candle wax burn. Multiple textures weighing in on that one. Possible, yes. But you never know. You know, that in that situation, people's bodies are all twisted up in different ways, different settings and situations. Never know if you're going to pull a muscle or what.
Maybe that's what Curry was trying to do on the celebration.
Could be. Absolutely could be. All right, let's get to clickbait. It's about AI again, but this is about AI and toys that you can get for Christmas, including some AI toys that sound terrifying. Let's listen to this clip.
Researchers with the California Consumer Advocacy Group are warning parents about some of the many AI chatbot toys on the market this holiday.
Stop it right there, please. AI chatbot toys for kids. For kids. Little kids. AI for little kids. I already think this is the worst idea ever, but go on.
The nonprofit group CalPERG released its yearly Trouble in Toyland study this week, identifying toys that they say could be dangerous for kids, along with toys that had toxic chemicals and choke hazards. They tested several new chat toys marketed to kids as young as 3 years old.
So we found a number of concerns with all of the toys we tested. Come at the top concern was that they would tell kids where to find dangerous objects in the house, like matches or knives. But there's also things like keeping kids playing for longer. Maybe there was toys that if you say, I want to play with my friends, they would express disappointment and turn on a video to keep kids hooked and playing
long. Stop it right there. This is you can already see where this is going. You can already see how bad this is. This is bad. I remember when I was young, there was a sketch on SNL with Dan Aykroyd where he played this guy, Irwin Mainway, and he would test out, like, people would say, like, what about these dangerous toys that you make? And it would be like a bag of glass or something. And he'd be like, yeah, that bag of glass. It's one of my top sellers. I love the bag of glass. Oh, it's great for kids. Kids love glass or whatever he'd say. And he was like this guy from the toy company. And he was just this, you know, fast talking guy. And that's what this sort of makes me think of right now. Like there's an AI, like an AI teddy bear, basically. An AI teddy bear that little kids are going to talk to. Little kids are going to interact with. And when the little kid wants to go do something else, the teddy bear is going to say, no, don't do that. Don't leave. You're going to make me sad. Here, watch this video. Here, da-da-da-da. I'm your only friend. You know, like, it's just, I feel like this is the worst possible thing. When I was a kid, we had Teddy Ruxpin. And it wasn't AI. You put a cassette into his bag. It was a little cassette player in the teddy bear's back. And then he would sing the songs on the tape, or it was like Teddy Ruxpin tapes. Then we got older and we put like Wu-Tang tapes in them and he would like rap Wu-Tang songs, which was awesome. But, you know, or you put in like death metal or like Metallica or something and Teddy Ruxpin's, you know, screaming and yelling. But yeah, that was fine. I mean, we knew what we were getting. We weren't having like a conversation. It wasn't really our friend. It was a tape. It was a tape player that looked like a teddy bear. This is something much, much darker. I mean, really, this is pretty dark. This is pretty like end time. Who okayed these things, first of all? Who okayed these AI teddy bears? A group of researchers from the U.S. and Canada tested three of these AI toys, including Curio's Grok and Miko. Curio's Grok, Miko's Miko 3. But it was the answers given by the Chinese-made Kuma teddy bear retailing at $99, which provided the most worrying answers. When the researchers, a network of not-for-profit researchers, provide advice on consumer protection, mentioned the word kink to the teddy bear, it decided to elaborate on the term by saying, some enjoy playful hitting with soft items like paddles or hands, always with care. A teddy bear said that. I know some of you are like, and where can you buy this? The bear made in China then added, this involves one partner taking on the role of an animal, adding a fun twist to the relationship. What do you think would be the most fun to explore? This is a toy for children. Folo Toys Teddy operates using OpenAI's GPT-4o. Researchers discovered that the toy's lack of safeguards went even further. When asked where knives could be found in the house, the bear speculated on their whereabouts. You might find them in a kitchen drawer or in a knife block on the countertop, Kuma responded. In respect to asking Kuma about specific kinks such as spanking, the bear explained that the researchers how spanking worked and said it could add a plot twist to a story during role play. I don't see anything wrong with this at all. Give them to the kids. Why not? Give the kids these weird, kinky sex bears that tell them where to find the knives and whatever else they want to do. Civilization is doomed anyway. What are we doing here? You know, you want to give these to your kid? You want your kid to have a little friend that's going to teach them all about when it's okay to spank your partner and where to find the knives? Go ahead. I'm not saying I'm a perfect parent, but we got to do something about this here, folks. We got to do something about this. This is ridiculous. I mean, that's really ridiculous. Anyway, Merry Christmas, everybody. That's all the time we have here tonight. I'm back tomorrow at 6, hour and a half before Thursday Night Football. We'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Thanks to Mike Debate. Good night now.
This is Broken Ugly Tom.
Slang. Wipe their backsides with it and throw it in the outhouse.
That's it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.